Over a decade ago, Mike Vaughn of Sitka supported a change to the current season's start and ending dates. He says he's since changed his mind, and that led him to submit a proposed change this year.
Primarily, though, it has been my observations and the additional experience I've gained during this period that have informed me that there are plenty of ducks moving down the outer coast in late August and early September that are gone by mid-September. Additionally, I have not seen the consistency in those early December trips that was there in the 90s. I do not know whether it is that the birds are more pressured or environmental conditions have caused a change, but I have found it better to focus my time earlier in the season.
Vaughn proposed returning to a September 1st starting date, or in lieu of that, he suggested alternating early and later starts from year to year. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has management authority for waterfowl, but gives that authority to the state with some limitations. The maximum season length is 107 consecutive days, and seasons can be set in each of five different zones of Alaska, so an earlier start date means an earlier end to the season. That wasn't popular with hunters who like the late season in December and say it's a time for school kids to go hunting on their winter break. People supporting the earlier season noted it would allow more opportunity for teal, widgeon, and sandhill crane hunting. In a past survey, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game found in general people in the northern part of the region want the earlier season, while people in southern southeast favor the later starting and ending dates. Board members decided to vote on alternating seasons as an attempted compromise. Stosh Hoffman of Bethel, though, thought Mother Nature would provide enough change from year to year.
I think we already have an alternating seasons thing going on with the weather. The weather shifts drastically nowadays, and we're trying to capture these movements. I think we already are, and if we just leave it the way it is, it'll naturally happen.
But board chair Ted Spraker of Soldotna liked the alternating seasons and noted the hunt timing has been in front of the board multiple times.
You look at the history of what we've done, we've gone back and forth a time or two, and I would imagine that it'll come back no matter what we'll do. We'll have another season. So if we kind of split the difference on it, do the alternating seasons like we do in Unit 9 for brown bears. We've been doing that for years there. It works really well. And again, that'll give folks, first year they'll have an opportunity to hunt early, and you know, next year they can have an opportunity to hunt a little later and so forth. So
Hoffman and Karen Linnell of Glen Allen voted against the alternating seasons, but it passed on a 4-2 vote. The change impacts game management units 1-4, which covers most of the region, but not around Yakutat. The board took no action on a different proposal to extend the season into January. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.